Welcome back to the Cast of the Pod. Today, Cast of the Pod podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Poltergeist 2, but Cobweb just asked a very interesting question. Cobweb, what is that question?
I forgot. No, you said it was like, what was it? How do you say the place again? Munadegos or something? The place where they don't take nothing but cat. It's like a speakeasy.
Well, it's an ice cream place.
Oh, they sell ice cream?
Yeah, we're not gonna say a raspa place, snow cones and all that stuff, and hood rat snacks.
But hood rat snacks.
Oh, you don't know.
You don't know hood rat snacks.
And his definition of hood rat snacks is probably not.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm feeling offended by this. What is?
How would you get offended by this?
Because I don't know what a hood rat is yet. I'm trying to figure out what a hood rat snacks. Like, what are they eating? What do you think you would think a hood rat would be eating?
One of them would be a mangonada, which is the word that
with chili and chamoy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of chili sprinkled over it.
Some pickled cucumbers.
Pickled cucumbers.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Cheese.
Wait a second. Wait. Chili. Stop. Stop. Why are you calling it a pickled cucumber? A cucumber is a pickle.
A cucumber is a no, but when you put it in there, it's not fully pickled.
It's they just don't cook. They lose like halfway.
Yeah, because it's
hood rat.
We don't call it a pickled cucumber. I was just trying to explain it into your non-hood rat ear world.
I just didn't know what it was. It struck me. I was listening to all the stuff you were saying, and then when you bust in with this pickled cucumber, I was like, is that a double entendre for something? I didn't know.
Well,
it
has like the pickle juice. Like you put it in the pickle in
Or lemon juice, lime juice. Oh my God.
Damn. So you put the cucumber in a jar with all the pickle juice, and you leave it in there for it to soak it all up. And then when you get the cucumber, you sprinkle the chili powder over it.
Chili powder on top of a cucumber?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Weak.
And then you have hot Cheetos with natural cheese and the chili powder. And then the mangonada has the chili powder with chamoy on it. And then what else? Like sour candy. Anything like sour.
Bombs.
You people.
What you mean, you people?
Because I'm like, this stuff is like.
What are you calling you people? We're talking about Poltergeist 2 over here.
We haven't mentioned Poltergeist. This is the second time you mentioned Poltergeist 2.
And you wanted to know what hood rat snacks were.
You asked the question. I'm giving you the answer for the question.
All right. Deb, you see, Deb, this happens every single week, and he just doesn't understand it. We've already mentioned this show a couple of times, and you know, Deborah, you know, the best part of my week is waking up and getting to hear Josh say those magic words.
Which are?
Can you please hit the intro?
I don't say that. I'm just saying I'm not the one that's.
Warning: this podcast is about the horror genre, specifically horror films. As most horror movies are filled with coarse language, violence, and/or gore, the topics and language of the cast of the pod will also reflect the genre. If you have any issues with the aforementioned warnings, please press stop. However, if you have no issue with adult language, movie violence, or the accoutrement that accompanies horror films, please feel free to continue. You have been warned.
I guess if I took myself off of mute, that would work better. Like I said earlier, we are the Cast of the Pod podcast. You can reach us at all social medias at Cast of the Pod. You can call us at 786-763-2278. That, if you're old school and you know about the letters on your phone number, that's 786-PODCAST. Now, if you want to jump up to the elevated level of elevatedness, that's Club 3P, our Patreon pod people, over at patreon.com/castofthepod. That being said, today the dream team, which consists of me, Josh,
Cobweb,
and Deb.
We're talking about the 1986 film Poltergeist 2. Now, for some strange reason, we're on a 1986 twist. Yeah. Cobweb noticed that, and he sent us an article to read so we can talk about it tonight, but I didn't fucking read it. So I'm going to reach out to Cobweb to see if he can.
Are you freaking serious right now? No, I was going through like some stuff today, and I was looking up like stuff that was happening in like 1986. You know, because we tackled it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But there was some serious shit going down in 86.
Yeah.
You know, I was like vibing out. I was like, I forgot that was the year of Iran-Contra.
Yeah, I love that video game. You put the code in, up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select, start.
Start.
You had to hit select because I always had my friends around me. There was two of us. If you didn't have friends and you never hit that select before the start, you just hit start.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there was some really good worlds on that, too. You know, when you hit, which was your favorite gun? Mine was that splatter one. That one that
the shot spread like, gun.
The spread gun. Yeah, you can do a lot of damage with that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good old days of Nintendo. They'll never know. When you ask, you can only play a game. They can stream games at home at will. Back when we were kids, you'd have to go borrow somebody's Nintendo game and be like, I'll bring it back tomorrow. You keep that motherfucker for a week. And then next thing you know, you done traded to somebody else's house. You know what I'm saying? I remember I only had one Nintendo game that I ever got in my incredible life that I owned. Okay? And I'll be honest with you. These people, I had like a stack of like eight of them. They were people who just drop off to my house so they could just play and just leave them in my crib. You know, I was living the Nintendo dream back in the day.
Man, I'm glad I wasn't your friend back in the day.
What are you talking about, man? It wasn't my fault that you could. These people could not beat their video games, and they would bring them over to my house so I can beat them so they could see the ending.
You know what was my favorite game back in the day? People were all like, that's not Mario. That's whatever. Fuck all of them. You know what it was for me?
What?
Metroid.
Metroid was tight. Hey, 1986, Top Gun. I used to love that game. I remember when I first beat it, I was feeling so nice.
I'm going to put these sunflower seeds away because if not, I'm going to chew them all damn pod.
I can understand that. They're pretty good.
I'm sitting here muting it and unmuting it.
I'm more of a cash, what they call it? Pumpkin seed guy.
But yeah, pumpkin seeds are good too. A lot of fiber. What the fuck? Poltergeist 2.
Oh, yeah. yeah, we do. All right. Let's be honest with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was a big heralded sequel to a movie that was very good. Okay. When did the original Poltergeist come out?
I don't know. We're not talking about that movie.
I know. We're doing this like in reverse order. We'll come back. We'll do back. We'll go back and do that year.
We've actually done Poltergeist on Cast the Bot.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I saw that.
1982.
Wow.
Now, Poltergeist 1, I really liked and it scared me.
Yeah. Yeah. Poltergeist 1 did scare me. It scared me too. Poltergeist 2, I'm not going to say anything. Josh, what's the IMDb?
The Freeling family have a new house, but their troubles with supernatural forces don't seem to be over. The end. PG-13, 1 hour, 31 minutes. Poltergeist 2, The Other Side of the Tracks, apparently.
Man. Let's be honest with you, Josh. If Carol Ann was your little sister.
I'd throw out the window. When I found out that's all they wanted was her and they'll leave the family alone.
Peace. There you
go. Oh. She was only what, 6 years old? We didn't have that much time.
No, you get a new one. You know, you didn't have that much invested in it.
Playing, everybody watching this, I'm just playing. I would not give my sister away.
Hey, it's 1986. Kids, Kids was up going. They was taking kids left and right. They was disappearing all the time. Carol Ann could have just been another number. The statistic on the wall for my ass.
Hey, but honestly, though, the little brother did kind of like want to give her away, because there was a couple times. Well, that one time when they tried to get her, I think what they did or almost did, and he was hiding, and his sister was like nowhere to be found. He was in the room by himself underneath the blanket, and it's like you were in the room with your sister and she disappeared.
What do you want?
Didn't even take care of your sister
because she'd be in that la la land. Okay. That's something I never understood. This is something I never understood with Carol Ann. Okay. She was always in La La Land. She would just be staring and just be looking. And it could be like some major damage or some major shit going on. And she'd just be standing there looking and they'd be like.
Well, because they had her possessed, not possessed, but they had her like she was in a what do you call it? In a trance kind of.
You think?
Y'all gonna make me defend this bullshit movie that I can't fucking stand.
What?
Because what are y'all talking about right now? Carol Ann was that way. Did y'all not watch this shit?
Yeah, I just watched it. Yeah.
Carol Ann was an empath. Carol Ann felt all this stuff. She's from the other side. She's part of the other side. She has a gift that the mom denied, that the grandmother embraced, and that Carol Ann had herself. That's the whole point of this movie. Now, they lucked out. They hit the spirit lotto on the first one when they found her. And then they were like, this is what we need to break free. They thought they were just going to feast on the energy of a young soul to make them feel whatever, not realizing that she was an empath, that she had these powers. And now that's what they need to break free of their earthly prison.
Oh, man. Did you notice that the creature in one was the actual guy in the in two.
What do you mean?
Remember the scene
when they show it and the little bony creatures and he's like, turns to the side and all that. That's why they got Julian Beck.
Yep.
The guy with stomach cancer who died after filming this.
He did a great job. He scared the shit out of me today. He scared the shit out of me. You know what? Let me tell you something. That scene where he came, when they kicked him out of the house and told him to go away, you know what I'm saying? He walked away. When I watched it again, that was the first time I realized that he disappeared when he was walking with them. I don't remember. Maybe it was high definition, but I didn't ever remember him walking away and just vanishing before.
You don't want to know why he disappeared. Because they cut him out of the scene. They changed the entire scene and all that. And it's just boom. Okay, now he's gone. Ignore it.
I think it played in better to the character. Because remember, they could see him, but not everybody else could. Because when he was walking around in the mall, people weren't even noticing him. They were walking straight through him.
Yeah, he was walking.
But he was so strong that he crossed over to their world and he was able to talk to them. You know, and interact with them like that and take a physical shape. What kind of creature was this? This thing was a freaking, what did they say he was after he was gone or something like that? That he was some kind of demon or something like that.
Y'all ain't listening. Nobody saw him because he wasn't there. He wasn't taking any kind of form. He was riding along in Carol Ann's now tainted soul. And so she was just like it followed them. It wasn't the house. It was the house when they ran into it. But then after she got connected, she went over to the other side, became with them. It followed them. And so it was coming out of her soul. That's why she could see it. And the mom has the powers too, just like the grandmother has the powers. That's why the mom could see it. And that's why everybody else was just walking through them, because it was just a spirit that if you don't have this,
how did the dad see him?
It was there at the house when everything was blown up and the powers were coming through and Carol Ann was embracing everything and the spirits started coming. That's why. But when they at the mall and all that shit, that's why nobody else saw it.
Who played the dad? What was his name again?
Craig Nelson.
He was tight in this mug right here. Because that demon was working on his ass hard. He was working on him. And then the Indian guy, what's his name? The Injun Joe? What was his
Will? Name? This motherfucker.
What? I don't remember. Thoughts
and views.
I'm offended now.
Inappropriate comments of Cobweb do not necessarily represent the thoughts, views, and culturally inappropriate comments of Cast of the Pod.
Wait,
I'm offended.
I thought this was my safe space.
You're safe to say whatever you want. We're just not going to claim you. That's all.
I don't remember. What was his name? What was his name?
His real name is Will Sampson, who, ironically enough, also died shortly after this movie. Taylor. His name was Taylor.
You know, this is one thing about this movie that the people say that this series was cursed.
So, that being said, the older sister from part one didn't show up. You know why? Because shortly after that movie, her boyfriend murdered her.
Bullshit. I didn't know.
Shortly after part one, the boyfriend murdered her.
What the fuck did they do?
Well, in the first movie and the second movie, it was cheaper to use real cadavers, real bodies, real skeletons, instead of buying fake ones.
And they Stop. Rewind that. Just rewind it. Hit the button.
I don't even know where the button's at.
You're supposed to be knowing it.
What's on the lyric, fine?
That's not it. Wait. There you go.
I like Dev's version better.
Okay. Now, what's your question?
Are you trying to tell me these fools, when they got some dead body, and they start playing with
cadaver corpses,
and they was playing with dead bodies
in the swimming pool scene? This makes it worse. When they're in the muddy, dirty water, those are real cadavers with real tissue and everything like that on it. Scientific cadavers that are sold out. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. And then, you ain't paying then me all enough for this shit. Bullshit, Josh.
And then all the ones in part two that when they come out of the closet and they're grabbing the mom and dragging her and all that, same cadaver corpses. They didn't find out about it until they're filming the second movie.
That those were real corpses?
Real live, used to be people, dead bodies.
How stupid can they be? They can't tell if that shit is real. They thought it was
trust the FX people. You got to trust the FX people.
They say, oh man, these special effects are really good.
Yeah. Oh, Cheryl from the FX crew, she knows how to whip up some scorpions, some skeletons.
Bro, I ain't going
to. Got a lot of skeletons in the closet.
So it got so bad. No, check it out. They couldn't figure out why stuff was going on. Cameras were getting busted. They spent days recording shit and then nothing recorded to the film. Like the film was just burnt out, whatever. And so they admitted, hey, you know, there's all this and this and blah, blah, blah. And we're using cadaver corpses. So Taylor, Will Sampson, a real life for many different peoples, first peoples, shaman. Right. Actually did an exorcist, a spirit release on set.
Are you serious?
Yes. They left the entire sets open as they told security to stay away. He stayed out all night and blessed and released spirits and all that good stuff. And then they reshot the stuff that they had filmed and everything was fine. Same equipment, everything.
You know what? Deb. You think they brought this on themselves?
Yep. Just to try to save a buck.
Well, look at what happened to Heather O'Rourke.
Who's that?
Carol Ann.
Oh, yeah, right. Isn't she dead?
After filming part three, she never got to see the release of part three. This was the last Poltergeist movie she got to see because she died before part three finished.
I've never seen part three.
Intestines ruptured and she died on the table in a routine procedure.
Let me tell you why. Because the mugs was fucking around with some shit. They got a little bit too close. I'm going to tell you, this story was really, this whole thing with the Poltergeist series And when you really think about it, was pretty dope, the whole concept, because it's really like some stuff like we did now with like, what's that stuff like that? The, not The Conjuring, but the other one. Insidious. Insidious.
Yeah, Insidious. Sorry, the violin sound.
Yeah, it's really like a branch off of that, honestly, to tell the truth, because some of the stuff that they were saying. How did like, so that,
actually, like the Insidious world would be a branch off of Poltergeist because Poltergeist came first.
Yes.
Exactly. All that being said, I'm going to play some music real quick. Listen to the music. Welcome to the new segment here on Cast of the Pod. This segment is called Allegedly. During Allegedly, the thoughts and views and comments and anything said on Cast of the Pod, even though you have already been warned, is all bullshit. It's alleged. It did not happen. Just like on The Hitcher, when I said, I do not recommend that you run these motherfuckers over. This is the alleged section. All right. Alleged.
I'm chomping at the bit.
That being said, there is a Hollywood celebrity who was a young star at the time, allegedly met with a producer/director, not Spielberg type person, a big name, and honestly, not Spielberg. That name was not used. I can't remember the name of who they said it was, and told this kid, hey, you're going to be the next whatever. You're going to be the next big kid. You're going to be the next whatever, blah, 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 blah. And tried to go a little alleged P. Diddy. Tried to go a little alleged Mr. Stretched out his own vertebrae in his jail cell guy, allegedly.
Are we talking about allegedly what happened to Justin Bieber?
And it's not Justin Bieber that I'm talking about. Oh. It's somebody else, a B-list, C-list, Z-list actor. And he's like, well, all you have to do is for schnookin' the schnooka, you know, a little, you know, working of the gherkin and all that. And the kid was like, nah, nah, nah. And then, hold on. Damn it, I don't have my wallet here.
Don't alleged me. This alleged segment is kind of dangerous, Josh. You sure you want to air this? We're giving this away for free?
So the guy pulls out his wallet and he's like, ah, check this out. You like this? And it was all leathery and nice and a strange color, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, it matches my belt and it matches my shoes. And allegedly, according to some people, not me, because I just think it's all bullshit. None of that shit's ever happening in Hollywood or anywhere like that.
Oh,
because that's completely no bad stuff. Never happens out there.
Jake and Josh.
Allegedly, they were very one of a kind special leather Carol Ann models pieces.
What? Allegedly.
Yeah.
His
belt, his wallet, his shoes, allegedly, were just happened to be named Heather O'Rourke. Coincidentally. Allegedly.
Are you trying to tell me this fool made body accessories out of their body parts?
And now we're ending this segment of allegedly. All right, back to the pod. So, yeah, fuck this movie.
Wow, Josh. Wow, man. I mean, you're really taking it like really personal. I mean,
yeah, the first movie was scary as fuck.
Right.
Wait, what do you remember about the first movie? Go, Deb, go.
Especially when mine scared me was the clown. Because my grandmother from California, she always sent me these different little figurines. And she had sent me for my birthday. They were these little clowns that were like on seesaws and like a a swing, and then I forgot what the other one was. And then she got me a, to match those little clowns, she got me a big clown. And the big clown looked just like the clown from Poltergeist. And I had got my presents first, and then I think it was like a week later, I saw the movie, and I saw the clown. And the clown was in my room, and I didn't want to keep him in my room anymore.
Oh,
wow. I didn't want him.
Wow. I originally saw the original Poltergeist at a buddy down the street from my house. They had a VCR. And yeah, I thought these jokers was rich. Okay. I never even knew this. I didn't even know the movie existed. And I sat up and I watched, and that same day I watched Poltergeist, and I watched what is that, the Kiss movie? Something like that came out back then?
Prince.
You know, the rock band Kiss, they had the movie on VHS at their house, and I saw that too.
I've never seen such a thing. I believe you, but I've never seen it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was pretty wild. So anyway, what really freaked me out, one of the best things that I always remember from this series is the scene in Poltergeist 2 when the dad was sent back and he was drinking that tequila, right? And when he got, and he turned around and you saw the worm in the bottle, and you saw that it was old dude, you know, in there, and as he's spinning around and stuff like that, and he drank it and stuff like that. Oh my God. That.
So that, I'm assuming this was Young Cobweb, right?
Yeah. I still love that scene. I still love that scene. Okay. I really do, because
for those of you uncultured motherfuckers out there, it's okay if you're a little kid and you don't know back then, but tequila does not have a worm in it.
I always thought that you could. I've never seen tequila with a worm in it either. But I always mezcal. Like. But do they mezcal. Sell it like that with a worm in it?
Mezcal. Yeah, I have eaten the worm. Mezcal has the worm in it.
Well, tequila does not have it. Okay, then that's what he was drinking.
That was just a cartoon stereotype that the colonizers put out in cartoons back in the day, that, you know, like, what's his name? Speedy Gonzalez had the tequila and the worm because they didn't realize it was mezcal. But anyways.
Okay. So, all right. He did drink mezcal then. Okay. In my opinion, that's what I didn't know. I didn't know. Okay.
You know, I got to take that sharp turn left at Albuquerque on everything.
I'm glad you took it out because I didn't know that for maybe all these years. Because
right.
I never thought about drinking anything with a worm in it. You know what I'm saying? I just like, after I saw that movie, and that scene,
flavor pack with it.
When I saw that, and then when she had to get out of it, home, when she told him she loved him and stuff like that, and then he had to throw it up and stuff like that, and the way it came, oh my God.
Ugh. The vomit creature, his real name is Noble Craig, and it's a guy that's missing his arm and both of his legs. He's been in a whole bunch of stuff. His real name is Noble Craig.
Oh, that was a real guy.
Yeah, as a real guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You spit him out?
I thought that was just like special effects. I never thought that was like a real dude.
Well, the bleh part of it, yeah. But then the one that crawls away and is looking at him and is like crawling towards him and all and that.
The wings at him?
Yeah, right? Oh, get the fuck out of here, Josh. That's fucking dope. So this movie, so you trying to tell me they got a real motherfucker to do that shit. And on top of that, they still had this shit popping off with the dead bodies.
So the Noble Craig was also the sewer monster from Big Trouble in Little China, also from 1986. He was also Merging Freddy from Dream Warriors, Nightmare on Elm Street. He was also the Blob Puddle Soldier. He was in The Bride of the Reanimator as the creature.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
He was in the snake movie. That's the name of the movie, by the way. You had to move your head while you're doing that. 1973. Man, this had a prolific career. Noble Craig, Vietnam War veteran and creature performer in a handful of horror and fantasy films. Noble was shipped off to Vietnam in 1969. On his 12th day of duty in Vietnam, Craig stepped on a buried artillery shell, which resulted in the loss of both his legs, one arm, and most of the sight in his right eye. Undaunted, Noble embarked in a brief acting career, returning to America. And
Poltergeist 2. Dude, that's because that's why, because he's a professional. Okay. That's why that shit fucking scared the shit out of me. To this day, that's still one of my, that scene right there took it for me because it looked so freaking real. Because I was, as today, I was thinking like it was going to be special effects, but I thought it was dope. But knowing that they hired somebody to do that scene like that, that made it even more fire to me. I mean,
and you know what?
What?
Now you know.
He found the right button.
The part that scares me is every time the old man is on the screen. He just scares me.
He looks like he wants to say, Chris, you bring your sweet ass over here. I can't do the voice of the Yeah, I ate too many sunflower seeds. I can't do the voice with the lisp and the whistle.
Didn't you say that Caroline was afraid of him?
In real life, Heather O'Rourke was scared of him the first time she saw him and cried.
I can understand that. When he was screaming in the house like that, and he was like, you're all going to die. You're all going to die. And he had to send him on his way packing. Man, that dude stole that scene like crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm. So he was a scene stealer.
What?
It was.
What?
So remember when Taylor was outside and he was like blessing the house and
Tai Chi.
Yeah, right.
And then,
butterfly.
And then like all the butterflies came, or were they butterflies or moths? The butterflies.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were all flying, right? So I noticed, but I don't know if it was me just thinking, when the old man comes walking down the street and then he stops at the house and it starts raining, he got scared. He was the old man. He's okay. It surprised him that it was raining. So did Taylor do something? Because it was like sunny and bright. And then he stopped.
It was a Taylor force field. That's what I'm going to say. He was summoning his Taylor chi.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, that he was doing some kind of a force field around the house. And then
doing
as the shield felt the old man.
Power, Kamehameha, whatever. Yeah.
Taylor was dope.
The old man, the house felt the old man. It started raining.
I will tell
you. He was just like, it's raining. And then he kept singing.
I don't care what type of movie it is. If you have some kind of old West style preacher that, look at what we have here. That Paul Bearer type of, how sweet the that shit is fucked up. That's an instant get for me right there. That's like, okay.
He's like, my little angel.
How sweet. He's taking your family away from you. What happens when they're scared? They turn to him.
Challenges, they'll turn to you. Yo, challenges manhood. That's hard because he was down that so much. You know what? I go front. It was a good thing that Taylor did show up because they almost fell by the okie doke again. Because that scene when they attacked the boy with the braces, their son with the braces.
Oh, yeah.
That was just a distraction to get Carol Ann. That's all it was. And they couldn't see that. And he played the best role in that by just sitting back there and protecting her as much as he wanted to go help. He couldn't leave Carol Ann alone. What would happen? She'd be going on another goddamn TV or something shit else. They didn't take her ass gone.
Yeah. And then the dad, he ran down there and he's like, where were you? We need your help. And he was like, they wanted Caroline. I need to stay here. And then he was just like, carry on.
Yeah. He saw her. Yeah.
My bad.
Just forget about the time I just yelled at you. I'm sorry.
So originally that braces scene wasn't supposed to happen.
Which scene?
The braces when they come out and attack Rocky.
Oh, what?
He was supposed to get attacked by bees, but the kid was like petrified of bees in real life. And they're like, okay, well, we're just going to wrap your head in a whole bunch of aluminum and metal and shit like that. And he was like, okay, as long as there's no fucking bees.
Wait. No, that was the smartest goddamn decision that kid ever fucking made. Because yeah. These motherfuckers there, they got real fucking bees. Because yeah. They got real dead bodies. Right. And they already got real. What else did they use?
Then it was 1986. So they would have been like, oh, well, they were Africanized.
They ain't got no child laws there back then. Everything was getting all crazy back then. That was
I made a bad racist joke right now.
It's okay.
It's 1986. They were blaming everything on Africa. You know,
just, everything went crazy in Africa. We had hands across America in Africa. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had hands across fucking America. Jason Peele's fucking movie. What was that he did? Jordan Peele.
When are we gonna do that?
I want to do all his movies, but somebody—I won't say who.
Someone's like,
nope. I was thinking about doing Nope, but I want to have. I really was thinking about. I was going to talk. I wanted to have like another group on with us. I know that he's out there listening. I know he will, but I want to get the citizen in here. The group that. let me stop. No. I'm giving out too much.
No. No, I'm nope. All this time we wanted to do Nope, and then all of a sudden, hey, you know, got this buddy, pal, friend, popular person. Now I want to do Nope, and I'm going to pretend like I wanted to do Nope all this time. And it's like, hey, let's talk about Nope. Hey, this movie's really hot right now. Let's get it so we can get in the algorithm. Nope.
You know.
Like, we're gonna have to do Nope without you.
No. Yeah. Like, yep. Nope. All right, listen. Let me tell you something right now. I'm gonna be honest with you guys right now. Okay. I will do Nope with you guys. Nope. I will. What were we talking about again?
Poltergeist 2.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? What was your scariest moment out of the series? Because I haven't seen out of one and two.
It's a combined two scenes that are basically one scene. The chicken scene with all the maggots on it. Ooh. And then when he goes to the bathroom and he starts peeling off his face and he looks like Large Marge in the screen.
That was tight.
Yeah, because, I mean, young Josh, you know, just... You know, was enjoying Church's Fried Chicken at the time when, you know, I saw the movie at home. Literally, I was eating Church's Fried Chicken. I was eating a drumstick when the damn drumstick scene happened.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Had my mashed potatoes, had my corn on the cob, had a jalapeno with two jalapenos going on. I don't know if they had biscuits back then.
He wrote a whole menu. The whole experience. He scared him. He shook him.
Yeah, because I was and you know when you eat that drumstick, and then it's got that tendon, that little wormy looking tendon inside.
Oh yeah. I might have Earl right then too. I can understand that because that was dope. That was
y'all have churches up there? Church's Fried Chicken.
Yeah, we do. You know, churches is changing their whole outlook. Their whole, you know, they're trying to reinvent themselves.
Is it the new black logo?
Yes.
Does it say Churches Texas?
Yes, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to try a different market. Nice. I noticed that for a while.
They're based here in San Antonio.
I don't blame them. They need something. I mean, churches have been holding it down for a while, but they just need to reinvest themselves into some of their, you know, establishments.
Because what they need to do is support the podcast and you know, I'll eat churches right now on pod, jalapenos and jalapenos.
Me too.
Man, some of them fried mushrooms.
Y'all have fried mushrooms?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, okra, but we don't have fried mushrooms.
Y'all ain't got fried mushrooms?
Since they did the menu change.
We haven't been.
We've always had fried mushrooms.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Poltergeist 2.
Poltergeist? Oh, was that Brown's chicken?
Fuck this movie.
You know what? I'm done. You can't be tripping on this.
Yeah, I like the movie. I like the movie until they jumped the dad, well, since they took the mom and Caroline, and then the dad and the brother jumped in the fire, and then they were all in the thing, and they were floating, and
they watch this movie, because look, truth be told, we're running late on this one, because I was sick, still dealing with stuff. Deborah's been under the weather. Work's been crazy. So we're a few days late on this. But when we went to watch the movie, I told Deborah, look, I'm going to admit I haven't seen this entire movie. I've only seen parts of it. I don't remember much of it. Then we watched the whole movie, and I'm waiting to tell Deborah, oh, here's where I quit watching it. And then the movie ends. And I was like, son of a bitch, I saw this whole shitty movie before.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've seen the movie multiple times growing up.
I saw the movie multiple times. It does, Josh, it has maybe for you, but obviously me and Deb, it does have some rewatchability. Poltergeist 1 and Poltergeist 2, to me, I'm sorry, dude. I mean, I like Poltergeist. I'm just being honest, I like Poltergeist 2.
Look, I thought it was pretty dope. For me personally, I was scared of Kane, skinny old dude.
That's right? His name. I couldn't remember his name.
And I remember people walking through him. I remember that, right? The scene that got to me the most, as I am, and as I was younger, much more powerful, but as I still currently am an empath, right? The scene with her grabbing the colors, grabbing the yarn, and being able to do stuff like that, and stuff that I've associated with as I've grown up and all that, and having this empathic bond with people, and that really, you know, struck a chord home. So I remember all this stuff, and I remember Taylor with the station wagon.
Oh, all yeah.
Garbage.
The car was angry.
Oh, man. That whole scene with that, when they went to the cave and they went out there and you know what I'm saying? And she was seeing the body, said they was all reaching to him and stuff like that. You saw how they were in there, you know, reaching, and he had them sealed in there and he wouldn't let them leave. Man, that Joker was, man, dude, that was some, what's my man drinking a Kool-Aid type shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I always wanted to see in these types of movies, especially like in the 80s, when you have the person like Taylor that comes out and he's like, your vehicle is unhappy.
Or
this and that. No. But after they do that, like, I'd want that person to walk away and he's like, did he just give you his car? He's like, yeah, that motherfucker just gave me his car. I was over here talking about your vehicle is unhappy. And now he gives me his whole fucking car. That I would love to see, you know.
That would be funny.
The actor drops the voice. Like, the character drops the voice, you know, because you're always expecting the I have ancient knowledge, whatever. It's like, this motherfucker bought it. He fell for it. This racist motherfucker thought I really talk like that.
I'm glad he did give him the car, though. I would have gave it to him, too.
And then the wife was like, we need a ride home.
No.
And he was like, oh,
that's when Taylor dropped the voice. He gave him the car. He's like, you can have the car. He's like, thank you. Gets in the car. He's like, fuck yeah.
Right. They drive it. You know he saw him in the rearview mirror. You know he did.
Maybe stop for a little bit, let them catch up, and then drove up more.
Deborah's over here telling us that he delirious them. Ice cream.
I believe it.
Y'all youngins that don't get the serious line, look up Eddie Murphy delirious ice cream.
Oh my god, that's some funny ass shit, because I believe it too. I know that it seemed like they tried to do a lot at the end at Poltergeist 2, you know, because they didn't have the budget to do what they really wanted to do. If they would have tried to do this, that scene at the end now, if they would have probably did with today's technology, it probably would have been a lot better. Because, you know, because it was
40 minutes out of this movie.
Are you serious?
They filmed and edited and completed 40 more minutes of this film that got cut out. There was a huge scene between Kane and what's her name? Tangerine or Tanginella or whatever her name is. This house is clear. That lady. Yeah. Tangina.
Where's this cut at? Where is this?
They never released it. It's not on Blu-ray. It's not on Laserdisc. It's not on DVD. or anything like that. She was pissed. She was pissed. She said it was some of her best work ever recorded, not just for Poltergeist, but ever in the history of her career. And they cut it.
Did anybody ever take a chance? And maybe we looked on YouTube and see if they have deleted scenes from
Poltergeist. I looked for it and it is not there because I wanted to see it.
God. It doesn't exist. It never existed. It never existed. Yeah. If we've never seen it by now, we'll never see it ever again.
Keep telling yourself that. Keep telling yourself that. It's okay.
Yeah. Maybe in it. I don't know.
What about the part where she comes to the house and knocks on the door and then the wife is all looking through the window and she doesn't see anybody?
Okay. For anybody listening on the Patreon awesome. Right now, Cobweb, my feelings are going to be hurt if you have not heard this. I think I put it on Cast of the Pod, on the YouTube page for Cast of the Pod, my 10-minute joke. Have you heard my 10-minute joke?
Your 10-minute joke? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Have I? When was this?
This is a perfect representation of my... I'll put the link somewhere. And in the joke, there's a scene where somebody knocks on the door and you hear boom, 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 and they open the little door and you don't see anything and they close it. So when I saw that scene, I'm like, that's my fucking 10-minute joke. I have a joke. I think I worked it down to like what, 4 minutes, 5 minutes?
I don't know.
Originally, whenever I tell the story, I would tell the joke, it would go 10 minutes, completely animated. And I mean me animated, not like cartoon animated.
A 10-minute joke?
It's fucking hilarious.
Record yourself saying the joke?
I haven't.
Like a blog? Is that what you did?
Yes.
Oh.
It's on YouTube.
I'm going to have to watch this. You need to send me that link, Josh.
Yeah, I'm fucking hilarious.
I bet you are. I mean, after a 3-drink minimum, shit, you probably sound like Eddie Murphy. After 3 Long Islands, this motherfucker over here like Richard Pryor.
On fire?
Wow. Come on, man. He went there, people. He went there.
One, the man was a genius.
You still haven't told me. You said you like the one with the chicken scene. And I understand from what you said about this movie, and you said a whole lot of bullshit. And you said that you just been like shitting on this movie the whole night long. And okay. I'm trying to understand why. Because I don't understand why you hate this movie so fucking much.
I feel bad. Let me go into describing why. I feel bad for this movie. Because part one was so amazing that it's completely living in the shadow of part one. And they're like, what can we add to this movie to make it more than the first one? And everything they add to it just took away from it. And it's just, you know, they had that one hit wonder at the beginning, that huge song that they'll never be able to come back up with. And I mean, yeah.
I don't know, Josh. I think, was it your expectations thinking that they were going to go even higher? You got to realize this was in the 80s, so you're starting to hit sequels like crazy.
So Heather O'Rourke, Carol Ann herself, almost instantly after she saw the movie at the premiere, she said, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said something along the lines of, this movie's too long, it's boring, nothing ever happened, and disowned the movie before she even filmed the third one. Little 12-year-old or 11-year-old, however old she was at the time, said this was a bad movie and wanted nothing to do with it.
Okay, wait a second. Wait. Okay, let me ask you this. Has she played in any other movie besides Poltergeist?
She's dead.
But has she done anything else?
Deborah, how wrestling is that? How wrestling is Cobwebs?
What?
Something we've run into in the past is somebody gets booked for a specific match against somebody and they're like, who do you beat? Who do you win? Who's he?
Right. She does one movie. Okay. And she thinks that she's freaking. Well, what's my, no.
Okay, so she was
in Poltergeist. I don't know if the person who's actually in the movie doesn't like the movie should tell you something.
That kind of makes her an expert. She's
no Drew Barrymore.
There's nobody's Drew Barrymore.
Exactly. And she ruled the 80s. As a back in she E.T.
rules now.
In 80, and when she started off in E.T.,
Deborah loves Drew Barrymore so much that if Drew Barrymore walked up to Deborah and says, "You know what? Your husband Josh is pretty hot. I'm gonna slam him." Deborah would be like, "Be my guest." Because it's Drew Barrymore. Isn't that right, Deb?
That's correct. Wait, what?
Yeah. I was just gonna say right now, I'm getting so much shit after this.
Show what you're working with.
So first she was in Fantasy Island in 1981. Ooh. Poltergeist in 1982.
Oh, this chick. Okay.
Yeah. Maserati in the Brain in 82. Chips. Happy Days. Yep, Matt Houston. She was on Webster.
So she's done nothing. So she's done nothing but sitcoms. One of appearances.
Finder of Lost Loves, Surviving, Poltergeist 2, Here to Stay, Our House, Rocky Road, The New Leave It to Beaver, and then Poltergeist 3. And then
sorry. That's not Drew Barrymore status.
No, that is not. But still, if she didn't like the movie and she was in it, I don't know.
That makes her an expert in my book.
To me too.
In the movie, she pretty much has much higher clout in stuff of the movie since she's in the movie.
You know, honestly, tell the truth, because they didn't.
Cobweb, you got real low all of a sudden. Deb, did you hear him go low also?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's not just me.
That's true too. Like, she didn't have that many scenes in part two that she did in part one. I mean, she was she was a whole topic of part two, but you really didn't see her as much.
I'm gonna agree with Cobweb because I think it was more of a story about Craig T. Nelson, more about the dad.
It was.
And how
it was.
He needed to be a warrior, right?
Yeah.
He needed to defend his family.
Yeah, restoring his family unit and everything else like that. I agree about that 100% because that was a major storyline. Because he had to save his family. He had to go in to defend himself from that. He had to protect his home from old dude because he was on the... Man, that front porch scene. Josh, I don't understand. I just don't understand what you don't like about this movie.
It just didn't live up. It could not compete with the first one.
Why are you charging it like that? Why can't you just see it as a continued story?
It was boring, bro. It was boring. And it just, the only reason I was scared of it back in the day was just because I was a stupid kid. Didn't know any better.
I think on part two, like how y'all said that it was about the dad. I think it was about the mom too, because it told the story about her and the grandma.
Yeah.
And how they all had the power that, you know, they were all empaths. And one way or another, how the mom and dad were going to have to take care of Caroline, or had to take care of her, that they wouldn't get her. Because she was, how young she was and how open she can be to be able to get taken.
That, you know, let me tell you something. That was dope because I like that when she called her when she died and she called her on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, and then when grandma came in and saved him all at the last end or something like that, I'm not going to front. I got a little misty eye. It hit me right here. It hit me in my heart.
You know what?
I'm serious though. I'm serious. I'm being honest with you. That was tight. I like that.
You know what I noticed? Remember in part one when Caroline was already, when they had already taken Caroline and the mom was talking to her, and then Caroline went into the living room, but it was just like her spirit or whatever, and it flew through the mom, and the mom was like, I can feel her and I can smell her. Well, in part two, she did the same thing with the grandma when she was in the garden, and like a big thing of wind came and her hair was flying, and she said that was her mom.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, in the first one, she felt her soul around, and there you go, Deb. I still say fuck this movie.
Oh man, Josh, it's a good story. I'm not gonna front. It's a really good. I like the storyline and everything else like that, how it played out. I mean, it does stick kind of to the principles. I think this was like the foundation of a lot of stuff that we're seeing right now, because it is a lot of stuff like we do see in Insidious, and it's like follows a lot of the concepts of what we think about, like how the spirit world works, you know, same thing, things attaching it to yourself, like with Annabelle or anything else like that. And you can't get rid of the demon because wherever you go, it's going to follow you and stuff like that. That's the first time we ever heard of stuff like that in any type of series, you know, it's like that was mainstream. So it really does. This whole series with Poltergeist really kind of set the tone for what we're seeing right now, 30, 40 years later. I mean, it really is a building block and a cornerstone of horror ghost stories. It really is. I mean, just do. Props is props, bro. I'm sorry, man. I don't understand. I think you just hating just to be hating, man. I don't know. I think you got like the... What was that shit you said that I had last week? The fucking cobweb fucking hater dinosaur or whatever the fuck that shit is. Josh Hateritis or something else like that. I don't know. Josh Hater Maximus.
Welcome to this week's episode where Cobweb doesn't hate this movie only because Josh does.
Oh my god! This is where we at tonight.
You know this movie's 38 years old.
Yeah, I think it holds up. I watched it again. How many times have you seen this movie, Deb?
I don't know, a lot.
One too many times. Now, something far more important than anything in Poltergeist 2. I just stumbled across this right now. I hope it is not a... Oh, fuck. No, yesterday was the 2nd, so it wasn't April Fool's. Allegedly, John Boyega, you know who that is, right?
No.
Flynn from Star Wars, has been cast to play young Denzel in the Book of Eli prequel.
I never saw the Book of Eli. I never saw that movie before. I like started it on bootleg and I turned it off. What? And I never finished it.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time. 10.
I've only saw like maybe
11 out of 10.
I'm be honest with you. I ain't seen it. I can't even count it as like, yeah, I know anything about it. All I know is I saw Denzel in the desert and beating up some motherfuckers. That's it.
You need to see the whole movie. Spoiler alert. Don't find out about the ending. I see dead people. But no.
What the fuck, man?
Look.
Okay, ain't no sweat off my back. I ain't seen it yet. Hey.
I haven't ruined anything for you. I'm using it as an example. Way back in the day, I worked at a place that may or may not have been a call center, and it may or may have not been financially related to a place in the city. But... And so everybody in my group were talking about this movie, right? And there was this one lady that really wanted to see this movie. And there was a mix up with the DVD, going back to Book of Eli, where it took forever. You know how movies come out and 6 months later, boom, you can buy it on DVD back in the day?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, not back in the 80s or early 90s. No, no, this is like 4 years.
2000-ish, somewhere around there.
Okay, yeah.
So anyways, there was some legal thing going on where they could not put the movie out in print, right? And so I finally found it on Blu-ray and I bought it. And her name was Victoria, and I lent it to Victoria, right? And I'm using this as an example. This is not what happens in the movie. As I'm handing it to Victoria, this lady who may or may have not been named Kathy says, "That's such a good movie. I can't believe he's dead for the whole movie."
Wow.
And Victoria had been wanting to see this movie. And I'm not saying, I'm using Sixth Sense as an example.
I would have probably called, I wouldn't have called her Kathy anymore. I think her name would have been Catherine.
But you know how important, you've seen Sixth Sense, of course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know if somebody would have told you, oh, Bruce Willis is dead for the whole movie, would it kind of killed it for you the first time you saw it?
Yeah. That's, if I was the first time I seen it, yeah.
That's how important this spoiler was. And Kathy knew. May or may not have been called Kathy, knew how important this was to may or may have not been called Victoria. And yeah.
You know, that's back when spoiler alerts were like people that was in the area. You know what I'm saying? Like now you get spoiler alert. Let me tell you something. When you want to watch a movie that really want to see it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't get online. Like Beetlejuice 2. I'm not looking at trailers. I'm not looking at any of that stuff. I'm not seeing anything. I'm actually jelly of you guys because you saw the new Godzilla movie with King Kong, and I still haven't seen it yet. I saw like a trailer.
Spoiler alert, Godzilla survives. Spoiler alert.
Is there ever a movie where he dies?
No.
Godzilla doesn't die.
King Kong does something really cool, but it's kind of stupid.
I'm down with that. That's what I signed up for.
Go watch it so we can pot it.
Let me tell you something. I want to go see it because they have the D-Box 3D over here down the street from me at the movie theater.
Oh, so Larry Wine, go watch that shit already and get it done.
So it's like 3D, you know what I'm saying? And then the seats move with the movie and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So when they're walking, yeah, it can mess with you for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking about maybe doing that this weekend, but it's WrestleMania weekend. We get to see Bloodline Rules.
You know what?
Oh, I forgot it was WrestleMania.
You know what? Huh? Talking about King Kong and Godzilla, one of the coolest things about the movie is when Godzilla shows up and then you hear... For those of y'all who don't know, that is the new version of our calculator of doom, un calculadora de doom. And this is where we rate the movie from a zero, being fuck that movie, we're never going to watch it again. And why was that even made? And the producers should like have to dip their feet in French fry oil, you know, all the way up to 10 being like, yeah, that's a 10. Yeah. You know, okay. five being I'll see it again sooner or later is all right. Right.
Yeah, that's about right.
I would like to reserve last place. So whoever feels that they want to go first on their rating of Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, please continue.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give this movie the first number that popped into my head. With Poltergeist 2 was a 9.
Damn!
I really enjoy Poltergeist 2.
There you go. It'd be great.
I'm not going to even front on it. I thought that Poltergeist 2 was really good. I like Poltergeist 1 and 2. I see them as like a straight continuous of the whole movie thing. So to me, I mean, it's got a lot of rewatchability. I've seen it multiple times. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't watch it. I would probably say I've seen this movie maybe, I want to say on a good number, 8 or 10 times. you know what I'm saying? Over the years and stuff like that. So I'm going to give it a 9, Josh.
Okay.
Poltergeist 2 is dope to me.
There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. We all have different opinions, and that's what makes us us. So I am okay with that. And not that it matters if I'm okay with it or not, because that's your opinion. Deb, you're next.
Okay, so I have seen this movie multiple times. I do like this movie. However, I do like the first one a lot better. For part 2, I gave it a 7 because I like the story and I like everything. But that whole thing when they were in the turf, what is it, the in between, that killed it for me. I didn't like that. And so that took off points for me. But the rest of the movie, Kane, he scared the crap out of me. Taylor, I liked him. I liked seeing the whole butterflies. And I liked everything except that part when they were in between. I didn't like it.
It dropped you that much, Deb? You heard it that much that you dropped it down?
It wasn't a 10 because it didn't give me the same reaction as the first one. The first one to me is a 10. And this one didn't give me the same feeling, but I did like it.
Yeah.
Because this was the death. I don't like it 8 or 9.
Yeah, this was the aftermath. Aftermath of one.
So without that part, if they would have made it, because it had so much more potential that could have been a lot more with the story that they had, I would have probably gave it a 9. But I don't know. I gave it a 7. But I will continue watching it. It's not a movie that I'm like, I'm only going to watch it this one time, because I've seen it multiple times. And I will continue watching it.
Okay. That's so toughed out.
A 9. Debbie said it was a 7.
Yeah.
Right. I give the movie a 5. It was all right. Now in the way I break down our chart, 5 and above, you can watch it again. 4 to 0, you're not going to watch it again. So after our conversation today and then bringing into consideration, you know, what y'all brought up, I'll see it again sooner or later. It's just that the moment that I realized I have seen all this movie just showed how much it didn't stick. And everything that did stick with me on the movie was stuff that was in the trailers, stuff that was in the commercials. And, you know, but I give it a 5. So divided by 3 gives us a 7. It's respectable.
I think, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that's a respectable number for Poltergeist 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
What would you rate the first one?
I'd rate the first one a 10.
That's a fucking 10 all day.
Yeah, that's a 10. From a 10 being a part 2, there's rarely any movies that are part 2s that are gonna be over the first one. If
right.
All right, let's think about part 2s that were good. The Godfather.
I've never seen it.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back was dope. What's up? Back to the Future.
I can't even.
Back to the Future. Yes.
I can't even think of movies right now.
What else was good as a sequel? Kill Bill.
Yes.
Well, no, because Kill Bill,
it's a continuation.
It was filmed as one movie. It was all going to be one movie, and they only did that because they wouldn't put the money into it to make one long ass movie. So that's why it got broken up into 2.
But it's still part 2. It's not that many. It's not that many.
Because look at even Gremlins. I still like the first one better.
I heard that they're doing another one.
They've been doing another one for decades.
Yeah. Like Gremlins on a plane or something like that.
Get these motherfucking gremlins off my motherfucking plane.
And look at Beetlejuice. I don't think it's going to beat the first one.
We come for your daughter, Chuck. Sorry.
I don't know. I have not seen not even one full trailer of Beetlejuice 2. I've only seen the picture. I haven't watched anything.
What are you laughing at over there?
Because I'm thinking about the original Beetlejuice, and he tells that to Charles, which is the guy from whatchamacallit, Howard the Duck, the mentor to P. Diddy over there. And what if Beetlejuice was actually the good guy? We come for your daughter, Chuck. That way you won't get all freaky with her. And just,
you saw it. Yeah. You saw the video that I sent you guys, right?
Of, unfortunately.
Which one? The Mike Tyson one?
All of them. I shared that one out too. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. What was really happening?
So I think we're... Wait. We can't...
Allegedly, yeah.
We can't be done because at 786-763-2278, you can call and leave a voicemail. And sometimes we reach out to certain individuals and let them know what we're going to podcast. That way they can call in and all that. But if people start calling in and leaving their own stuff, I don't have to reach out to these other individuals for their calls. But we do have a call. Do you want to hear it?
Let it go.
I did so much drugs in the 60s. I still get high off the residue. Another song. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Here we go.
Hello, it's Chucky. They told me to talk about the movie The Poltergeist Part 2. And I went and saw the movie. It was on TV. And I thought it was going to be like the first movie, all scary. And then the guy eats the chicken. And then he pulls all of his face off and everything like that. But the only part that was kind of like that was when the little mijito, his braces came out. And they like came out of his face. And it looked like Fred Krueger was trying to grab his face. And that was kind of scary. But this movie's kind of boring, to be honest with you. I just watched the whole thing. And it was like the old man was scary because he was all skinny and he had a face like an skeleton. And he was like, oh, no. Like the guy from Family Guy, the creepy old guy with the walker. He was like him. And that was the only thing because, you know, his fingers were all nasty, or he probably eats sardines with his fingers and then he types on his keyboard. And then, you know, and that was the scary part. But because it was ugly, because cochino. But the movie was. I don't know. The first one was like really bad and bad, good and scary. And this one was just like the guy wants the station wagon. That was the best part, that the guy wanted the station wagon, and then he got it. But yeah, that's okay. I don't think I'm ever gonna watch the movie again. It wasn't the scary or nothing, but. Yeah. All right. Thank you, the Debs. Thank you, Cobwebs. Thank you, Josh.
I got something to say. No. I got something to say. Chucky, fuck you. Okay. Touch your shit. No. Fuck you, man. Because you come up here drashing fucking Poltergeist 2, talking about all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't on Patreon. You can't be calling up on here on Patreon talking like you all the man. And you ain't even on the Patreon page. You know what I'm saying? And we, Josh, giving you free sip, and you want something and trash a movie I like?
Motherfucker. Well, he's calling 786-763-2278. I mean, honestly, we're not getting that many calls in there.
And we're getting Chucky talking that shit. This is what I got to deal with, ladies and gentlemen.
Especially on Spotify. So thank you, Spotify listeners. But I mean, if nobody's calling in, I'm going to give him the forum that he wants. And that's why I called him and told him. I was like, hey, Poltergeist. And he was like, okay, Poltergeist.
And then, somebody please, ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot to tell him it was part two. So he called me and he left a message about Poltergeist. Then I called him back and I was like, no, it's part two. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't watch the right movie. I didn't tell him that I didn't give him the right movie. He thought that he was wrong. So
now he's going to know when he sees this.
He never listened all the way through the podcast.
I know that there's pod people out there. Call and leave a message. I'm not like asking like whatever, but please, this, hook us up. Leave a message or something like that, because I got to deal with Chucky every week. Do you guys really know? Come on. God help me. going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Don't worry.
Not a thing. Because Will Smith's going to kill vampires until Jada says no. That's why he was going after those vampires, because he couldn't punch Jada's bald head in the face. So he was kicking those bald headed vampires' asses, taking out his frustrations.
I thought it was because Jada went in on Crisscross.
Allegedly.
That's why they had allegedly. That's why they had the pants on backwards.
Wow.
I'm not saying nothing.
Wow.
About Jada and her domination.
She is the nation, a domination.
Allegedly.
All right, y'all.
So, this is getting scary.
Can we say anything we want to as long as we end it with allegedly?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I heard that Jada was dealt out, hitting them Crisscross boys. Allegedly.
Didn't one of them
die? Yeah, he committed suicide, probably because all those other team people did, because they was probably dealt out and pimped out to all these other jokes. Have you guys allegedly, have you seen the show Quiet on the Set on Max?
We can't end the pod this way.
No, because if they want to hear this story, no, this is where we hit you off. You want to hear the rest of this conversation? Hit us up on Patreon.
All right. So until next time, thank you for joining us here at the Cast of the Pod podcast. Deborah, you dropping your phone or what?
No.
Oh, okay. So my name is Josh.
I'm Cobweb.
And
I'm Deb.
And you have been warned. One last thing. This pod is clear. I didn't want to do her voice. This pod is clear.
That is awesome. So many reasons.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Deuces.